Our future is in your hands. Speech. Hello, my name is Anna, and I've come to speak to you about the use of polystyrene foam in our schools. Do you know that we use it despite its potential to harm our environment? Let me illustrate how it is not good for our planet. Every day, Memorial School District throws out thousands of polystyrene food trays and thousands of polystyrene drinking cups. Polystyrene foam is not recyclable. It may take hundreds of years to decompose and return to the earth. In the meantime, it clogs our landfills, beaches, and even our waterways. Every day, bans on polystyrene gain support, and hundreds of cities and school districts around the world have already stopped its use in cafeterias and restaurants. Today, I'm announcing the creation of a new group, Students Against Polystyrene. We believe that everyone needs to begin using reusable trays and recyclable cardboard cups and containers. Now, some people might try to manipulate my argument. They may say that it's too hard to make changes in the way we do things, but I disagree. As consumers, we have a responsibility to be thoughtful about what we purchase and use. The idea of being environmentally friendly isn't new. We already recycle paper, plastic, bottles, and cans. We also try to conserve energy. So if the role of schools to help us become good citizens, what is the school's continued use of polystyrene teaching us? As school board members, you are not immune to criticism. I hope you will forgive this generalization, but I think that if we continue to use polystyrene, it sends the message that being environmentally responsible is not important. There is no manual that tells us how to care for our environment. That means we have to figure it out ourselves. We ask that you lend your support to a ban on polystyrene. Our generation needs to write the manuscript for the future. When others review our work years from now, I hope they will say that we provided a blueprint that future generations can use to protect Earth.